This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Evacuations of coastal areas of Honduras are underway as Tropical Storm Iota is forecast to hit Central America. Forecasters say the storm is expected to strengthen to a major hurricane when it hits Honduras and Nicaragua on Sunday. They warn of 120 mile per hour winds, torrential rain, and rising sea levels. The region is still reeling from the effects of Hurricane Eta, which killed at least 200 people earlier this month. Parts of Guatemala, Costa Rica, Panama, Belize, El Salvador, and Colombia have been warned to prepare for life-threatening flash flooding and river flooding, while coastal areas of Hispaniola and Jamaica may also see life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. In the United States, demonstrators favoring President Donald Trump are marching through the streets of Washington Saturday, and several rallies are being held in support of the president's unproven claims of fraud in the November 3rd election. Mr. Trump has refused to concede the presidential race to former Vice President Joe Biden, the projected winner of the election. Trump cites irregularities in several swing states. State election officials have reported no serious irregularities with the vote that would affect the outcome of the race. The rallies have been promoted by conservative media personalities as well as white nationalists and have fueled plans of counter demonstrations organized by anti-fascist and anti-racism groups. The head of the World Health Organization warned that there's a long way to go in managing the coronavirus pandemic and said that countries should not rely solely on a vaccine. His words came as U.S. drug maker Pfizer said a vaccine they are developing is 90% effective against COVID-19 based on initial results from its large late-stage trial. This is VOA News. Tensions between the Ethiopian national government and forces in the northern Tigray region are widening, with reports by human rights group Amnesty International that scores and likely hundreds of people were stabbed or hacked to death in the town of Meykadera on November 9th. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has accused forces loyal to Tigray's leaders of carrying out the massacre, while the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, which controls the region, has denied involvement. Some witnesses said the attacks were carried out by forces loyal to the TPLF after they had been defeated by federal troops in one location. The TPLF has claimed responsibility for firing rockets at nearby airports, saying it was retaliatory for recent airstrikes conducted by the government. The fighting in Tigray has forced thousands of civilians to cross the border into Sudan, which says it will shelter them in a refugee camp. Villagers outside of Nagorno-Karabakh set their houses on fire Saturday before fleeing to Armenia ahead of a weekend deadline that will see disputed territory handed over to Azerbaijan as part of a peace agreement. Residents of the Kalbahar district in Azerbaijan that was controlled by Armenian separatists for decades began a mass exodus this week after it was announced Azerbaijan would regain control on Sunday. Fighting between the separatists backed by Armenian troops and the Azerbaijan army erupted over the Nagorno-Karabakh breakaway region in late September, and it's raged for 6 weeks. The ex-Soviet rivals agreed to end hostilities earlier this week after previous efforts by Russia, France, and the United States to get a ceasefire fell through. A key part of the peace deal includes Armenia's return of three districts by December 1st, which have been held by Armenians since a devastating war in the 1990s. Iran has denied a report that a leader of militant group Al-Qaeda was killed in Tehran in August. The New York Times reported that Abdullah Ahmed Abdullah, Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, was shot on the street by Israeli agents following a request from the U.S. Iran said it had no Al-Qaeda terrorists living in the country. He is more commonly known as Abu Muhammad al-Masri. The Times report says he and his daughter were shot by two assassins on August 7th. It cited anonymous U.S. intelligence officials. The New York Times also claimed that Iran had initially sought to cover up al-Masri's death. There was no immediate comment from either U.S. or Israeli officials. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.